Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 17 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
What's going down, man?
And also, we got in the house, the one, the only, Chloe, back from vacation. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
Welcome back. And
it's
of course,
good to be back.
The Adidas boy himself. We got Alex in the house. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy.
But we also have on the phone a very special guest, Jaffe from Soul Exchange Canada. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me, man.
No problem. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. So I want to get a little bit of how you became Soul Exchange Canada.
Okay. It's a crazy story. It all started on Kijiji. So, you know, two random guys just looking to connect for a sneaker purchase. And, you know, then the idea of taking it a bit further and partnering up to do a sneaker show was born. And then from there, we just kind of slowly built on the idea and arrived at the conclusion that we just had to do this for the country.
Nice. I like that.
So how far are we talking back?
This was two years and change, just over 2 years.
Nice. And this all started in Toronto, right?
Yeah, this started in Toronto. Coincidentally, we are years apart. Like, my partner is actually a teenager, and we went to the same middle school, so that's the only connection we share other than the passion for the sneaker world.
Nice. Very nice.
And you guys, like, ramped up pretty quickly. So it's been 2 years and change, you say. How many shows have you guys put up?
We've done 11 shows. We've tried to take it to as many cities as possible, and we still have a far way to go in terms of hitting our goal of bringing it to all the prime sneaker cities in the country. But we're definitely on the way with Montreal, Vancouver, even Mississauga and Hamilton have become really good stops for us. So we're building.
And how big of a team do you run?
The team is, it's definitely more than just myself or a couple guys. We're probably 20 deep in terms of how many people have their hands on helping. It started with, you know, one, two, but as we've grown, the team has grown.
Now, do you like to include a lot of local people when you go to different cities?
Yeah, I think actually that's the key to our formula or our success. Whenever going to Montreal or going to a new city, I think it's very important that we make a connection with the established sneaker group or whatever sneaker entity in that city, just to make the connection and make sure it's known that it's a positive movement and it's not something where we're coming into your city or trying to step on your toes or interfere with something that you may have going. So we look at ways that we can actually collaborate and build the culture rather than, you know, competing with whoever is in the city we're visiting.
Very cool.
So I have a question for you. So this is actually going, like, I've been in the game for a couple of years now already. But
okay.
For me, this is going to be my first sneaker show. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, because I've been pretty much doing this thing on my own, like on my own sign of the Adidas thing. But so for someone like me who's brand new to a sneaker show, like, I'm really excited and I look forward to it. But what should I expect?
I think you can definitely expect a lot of positive energy. It's something where everyone in the room may not like the same pair of sneaker, but you kind of feel that connection that you're from the same culture. So It's like you'll be bouncing around the room, just meeting a bunch of infused people. And, you know, they kind of want to get to know you, as opposed to where you go to other events and people are just kind of walking around disconnected. I think the main thing at the show is the connections that you'll make. Like, you'll literally go up to someone and they'll be interested in getting to know you just as much as you are in getting to know them. Just from a pair of shoe, you know, it can spark a conversation that'll go a long way.
That's what I love about the sneaker game in general. It's like the community is so tight knit. Everyone, well, I'm not going to say everyone knows everyone, but it's so cool to get everyone in one spot because of the love for one thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So Jaffe and I first met, I think, a year ago. Right?
Last show.
So before the last show started, before their first visit to Montreal, Jaffe and I met up and he wanted to just talk about the sneaker community in Montreal.
Yeah.
To just like check out where the venue was and
kind of feel it out in a way.
Feel it out and see just like he mentioned, who should be included or who would be good to have at the show to be included in the show.
Now, are you talking locals or?
Yeah, Montreal people.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah, and I think we spent a good hour getting coffee and just talking about like who's cool, who should be able to connect more people with the show, because the vibe. So when I meet new people, it's always like, you put up a front, right? Yeah. So you're putting up a front and you're like, what's this guy all about, right? And it was, you guys were like four or five guys, right?
At the time it was, four of us. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And so they're there and we're meeting in a parking lot. So I'm like, okay, let's move this to the coffee shop because that's more like, let's sit down and chit-chat a bit. And the vibe I got off these guys was, They're super open to like if you have advice or if you know of any good information for the city, they're open to receive it and they were ready to work. I remember mentioning a DJ to Jaffe and he's like, he's booked. I go, oh, you know him? He goes, no. But I'm going to book him. So he's booked.
And I was like, damn, this guy's like, shit. Man.
This guy knows what he wants.
Yeah, I love that.
And he's like, not afraid here to work.
Yeah.
So right after I was like, boom. Yeah.
I never actually officially, I think I did through text, but I never actually officially thanked you for that day, Chris. But I mean, just meeting with you that day, it really gave us a lot of understanding of how to approach the Montreal show. Where, and I'm going to say this, and I don't want anyone to get upset out there, we learned that it wasn't as easy to approach Montreal as it would be for a Toronto show. Like, you kind of prepared us for the barriers to actually get people, like, wanting to get involved or interested in getting involved. And that was important because before we were kind of just laid back and approaching it like, you know, naturally people will want to just jump on board. But after meeting you that day, I kind of flipped the switch and I went into the mode where, you know, let me contact these guys and let me try to break the ice and actually show them what we're about. And, you know, because you received us so well, like, it kind of opened the doors to say, hey, let's try and contact a few more people and try to, you know, open the doors a bit more for what we're trying to do. And that was a big part of it. So always thankful for that, man.
No, it's all love, man. All love. Because, you know, the beauty of your show is that you're coming to Montreal. And so why should Montrealers meet up with other Montrealers that we see every day to discuss sneakers and talk stuff? You bring an atmosphere from Toronto and you bring people from Toronto. Like, you have vendors and tables. Like, you make it a specific area, like a venue where the Toronto people know that you guys are, like, proven. And they're, like, so they're not afraid to, like, make the trip over and set up in Montreal. And it gives the Montrealers a different view of what's going on in the sneaker world.
Yeah, exactly. And this year, Chris, we actually have more vendors coming from Toronto. We have a few vendors coming from New Brunswick. So I think this year is going to actually be, well, I consider last year the icebreaker. I think this year should take it up a notch and really show exactly what we're trying to do. And at the end of the day, it's just uniting the community. Like you said, Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, we want to bridge that gap where we're all under the same roof and everyone's having an amazing time.
That's super cool. Now, where would you say that your best turnout is? It must be Toronto, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so far our best events, I'll say the top two, because Mississauga has been a great stop for us. I know they're right next door to Toronto, but Toronto and Mississauga so far have produced the best events.
Shout out to Mississauga.
Yeah, Mississauga is holding weight.
That's super cool.
So would you say your first edition in Montreal was as successful as you expected it to be?
Absolutely. It was exactly what we wanted in terms of just making the connections. We initially considered it an icebreaker. We knew we weren't going to just go in there and, you know, pack the house right off bat. But we wanted to make the connections with the important people like Chris, you know, Tutti Flores, just getting to know certain guys in that Montreal scene and having a relationship with them. We knew that it would propel us for the future. So it was just making the connections, meeting the people, and, you know, showing them that what we're doing is a positive movement for the community and for the culture. Yes. So we were very happy with the results, and now we're hungry for more.
Yeah, for sure.
And do you know how hungry these guys are? So in a year, right? In a year... Yeah. Would you say that last year was your first outing outside of Toronto, outside of Ontario, right? The Montreal show.
Yeah.
And now you guys have one scheduled for Vancouver. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And all I'm seeing is your face on the television.
Ooh.
I hear your voice on the radio. Like, you're getting out there. Like, you're doing work. And that's why, like, the more these guys ramp up, the more I see that they're kind of dominating Ontario. And I see that it's not just like in their sneaker level, or not on just sneaker levels. You're going up towards like other types of media, like actual television, actual radio. Yeah. You're out there and you're putting in work. And that's why I'm like, these guys are great. I love when I see people putting in work and knowing what the right formula is and saying, we got something, we got to keep running, keep running, keep running.
And that's how you do it.
Appreciate it, brother.
You have to have that connection. You want to build. And you're going the right direction, Jaffe, up, 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 which is super cool. It's nice to see something like this grow so much within, you know, between the first one and now. I guess only time will tell. On October 29th, Plaza Centreville, Soul Exchange Canada, making its second stop here in Montreal. That's so cool.
Super excited.
So, Jaffe, I don't know if you want to, you have a little list of all the people that you're bringing to Soul Exchange Canada in Montreal. I think you have some people that are co-hosting with you or.
I'm sure most of the sneaker world is familiar with Hello Cookie by now. She's our co-host. She's super cool. She absolutely loves connecting with people at the event, so don't hesitate to approach her. You know, the group is always excited to connect. There's him again, there's Alvin, there's a host of us, so don't ever hesitate. Run up on us. We're always excited to get in a convo, snap a few pics, do whatever. We're all about building for the future and showing everyone just how tight-knit the sneaker community is.
Now, for the people that don't usually go to these shows or someone that hasn't been to a show, Alex, like you've said, you've never been before. Yeah. I've never been myself before. People can do a lot of stuff. You can get a table. You can buy. You could sell. You can trade, which is, I think, super cool. It's like a big Kijiji in one room.
Exactly. Like, we have something for everyone. There's the guy that just may want to showcase his collection for the hype. we want you to set up and wow everyone. So that's just for the bragging rights. And then we have the guy that's looking to sell his collection. You can also set up and sell at the event. Some people are there just interested in making trades. We do an auction, so you can bring a pair and we'll actually go on the stage and announce it to the crowd, announce the price you're looking for, and actually try to make that sale for you right there on the spot. We do tons of giveaways, tons of raffles. There's a lot going on for the day to make it fun. And a new thing coming to Montreal this year is the Heat Locker. So Ooh. For $5, you can actually play the Heat Locker and win a pair of Yeezys, Space Jams. Cool. He'll have a bunch of Heat in the machine, so I'm sure everyone will like nice. That.
That's really super dope. Cool.
Nice.
You see a lot of that these days. A lot of sneaker stores doing the Keymaster thing. I imagine that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
The Heat Locker. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that more.
He calls
than...
it the Heat Locker, so you know what? He's coming. See, it's a boutique from Mississauga, CEO's boutique. So he's coming with the Heat Locker, and I'm sure everyone will be excited for that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna have to try that out.
I'm gonna have to try my
I think
luck,
we man. All are.
He usually ends up having a little lineup inside the show, so it's like there's a lineup just waiting for the Heat Locker. It's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm kind of hyped. Now I'm gonna have to try it.
You have a permanent smile now, Chris.
I'm like, Yeezys.
Yeah, for
dude.
Real.
All I see
that's
is
all
like
you needed to say.
Pictures of that game or that type of game on Instagram, and I'm like, it's never like there's not a shop in Montreal that's gonna put it up.
No.
But yo, if you're telling me it's showing up here, man,
it's $5 a pop. 100% booked, ready. It'll be in Montreal.
Okay, just imagine this. Okay, you're lined up in the Keymaster. There's 20 people in front of you. All 20 people have taken the L on the Heat Locker. You put in $5, boom, a pair of Yeezys.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine that feeling?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's what the event is all about. Just the chance, you know. Scoring something special is always like, I'm sure everyone leaves their home hoping for that.
Of course.
But if that moment were to hit for me, I would go completely crazy. You guys wouldn't be able to. They'd have to tackle me just to calm me down inside.
I'm definitely going to have to bring a second pair of boxers with me just in case.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, be prepared.
So talking about being prepared, Jaffe, this is going to be your 12th show, right?
Yes.
Do you remember what pair of shoes you wore at every show that you put up?
Ooh.
You know?
Oh, I do, actually. I think I could pull that off.
Do you have like a pair that you consider like your uniform? Like that's the only thing you're going to wear. Like, oh, this is my go-to-work shoes.
Yeah.
And this is like...
No, I always switch it up. The most popular silhouette is always the 6 because that's the pair I own the most of. But I always try to wear a different pair for each show just to... I don't know. It's not like I'm actually so aware or concerned. Like, oh, they'll be like, oh, Jeff, you wore the same shoe to that last show or whatever. But I think it's important to represent what this is. You got to represent it the right way. And I think anybody in my position or doing something like this would definitely switch it up for every show. So I stay on top of that. I'm always switching it up. I might even bring two pairs, switch twice for the show. So,
ooh.
Yeah, sometimes I double up.
I like that. Now, you said you're a 6 guy, a Jordan 6 guy. What is your favorite pair of Jordan 6s?
My favorite pair would be the Infrared or the Varsity. I think the Infrared takes it because that's...
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
That's the original. So yeah. I'm definitely a big fan of the Infrareds, the Black Infrared 6 to be specific.
I love the material on those.
Good stuff.
It's so
nice.
Yeah,
absolutely love those.
It's nice. I like that. So what did you wear on your first Soul Exchange, your first one?
For the first show, I wore a pair of Air Max 90s because at the time my feet were I don't want to get into it, but I was going through a little soreness on one of my toes from a basketball game, and that pair brought me the most comfort for the day. So the first show, I wore a pair of Air Maxes. Second show, I wore a pair of Jordan Infrared 6s. And third show, I'll give the first three. Third show, I went with another pair of Infrared 6s. So nice. The first show was the white, and the second was the black, and then
changing
on
it
and
up.
On it goes.
I like
yeah.
that. I like that. I like that a lot. Jaffe, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us here on the Sneaker Podcast. For the people out there that want to find you on the social media, where can they find you?
I'm at Young Jaffe. That's YongeJaffy. Or, of course, you can stay connected at Soul Exchange Canada. Check us out online at the Ultimate Sneaker Show. You can always find event info and what we're up to there.
Don't forget, Soul Exchange Canada coming to Montreal October 29th, Plaza Centreville. Go check out the Ultimate Sneaker Show. It's going to be fantastic. Jaffe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. It was a pleasure.
All right, we got Chris, we got Chloe, we got Alex. I'm Mike D. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 17 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D. Alongside my boy, Christopher Chu, we got Chloe, and we got Alex in the house. Everyone having a good time so far?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yo, I want to give a big big shout out to Jaffe. Jaffe, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait
forget,
for the event.
Yeah, Soul Exchange Canada, October 29th, Plaza Centreville. Check out all of his stuff.
Come say what's up.
Instagram and stuff. Yeah, so...
If I can say, like, just a thank you to Jaffe from personally myself, because there was a maybe earlier this year, I spent a little time in the hospital for something, and Jaffe found out, and ever since the dude has been regularly texting me to just to check on me to see how
that's
I'm doing.
Really cool.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Really
like,
cool.
That's the type of person he is. You know, that's dope. You know,
super
so
cool.
Shout out to you, man.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect. Respect. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jaffe. All right. So, boys, we saved this segment for this segment of the podcast, and that is what we wore today. Chloe, welcome back. What did you wear on feet today?
I wore the olive pair of Uncaged Ultra Boosts.
Nice.
Which we're hunting for.
But
you're hunting for?
Yeah, we told about it.
Yes,
talked about this.
We did have this convo, and I'm going to... It's
below retail.
Olive.
Below retail.
So, below retail, no problem.
But, Chloe, you wore that today... What did you want to tell us what you brought on vacation? You want to save that for later or just do it now?
Now?
Rocket.
Okay. So I brought with me to Dominican the olive pair. I brought a pair of Maltese.
Nice.
The Nike Multi
Racers.
They're my beaters.
Your
like,
go-to.
Yes.
You only have what, five sitting on ice?
Two other pairs on ice.
Okay.
Yes. I brought all white Ultra Boost. I brought also a pair of Dimes, Dime Vans Collabo.
Nice.
Any slides?
Dime MTL.
Another old schools.
No. I mean, did
slides?
You bring slides?
Oh, yes. I brought a pair of Jordan slides. Yeah.
Whatever. Did you bring any clothes? Because with all those shoes, where'd you pack your clothes?
Oh, yeah. I had space. The kids didn't come, so I had my own luggage, and
I
brought
up
a bunch of fits.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Super cool. What was the weather like down there?
Unfortunately, the second half of my vacay, I had to deal with the tail end of...
Hurricane Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Dear Matthew.
So the first couple of days, I had to deal with wind. So if I was on the first line of seats at the beach.
Okay.
I was getting that sand just digging right into my ears, my eyes, my skin, just pinching the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I had to deal with that. Then I had one beautiful day to work on my tan. And then I got 2.5 days of just rain.
Oh,
that's
yeah. But it was cool. I relaxed. I drank. I ate. I spent some QT time with the wifey.
That's awesome.
To really relax without the kids. But it was cool because I was able to FaceTime the kids and keep in touch.
Nice.
Messaging you guys, telling you guys I missed you guys too. Listening to the pod
so
over
cute.
There.
Yeah. Thank you so much for all the pictures that you were sending us. The
of my shoes and
love the
all my fits.
No,
and all that
and all that
the drinks and I was like, fuck, man.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah. But he deserved it. Yeah, Klo's a hard worker.
Yeah. Good for you, Klo. But I'm glad you had a good time.
It was cool. And part of me is still in vacation mode. It's hard to get out of that.
I think the first day I saw him since he came back from vacation, I'm like, yeah, dude, you tanned. And the look on his face was like, nah, man, it's sand burn or something. It's like tons of sand flying in his face all the time.
How excited were the kids to see when he got home?
Oh, they were excited, but we were FaceTiming on a daily, a couple of times a day. But it was super cute. They came to the airport with these cars, mom and dad.
Nice.
It's just nice. Melt.
That's so cute.
Instant melt.
Nice. That's so cute. Alex, what you wear on feet today?
I was wearing a pair of Prime Knit Midnight Blue Tubular that came out recently.
Those are really nice, by the way.
Thank you. They're not my style, but...
Navy's pretty good, man.
Yeah,
well,
Navy's good.
At first, when I saw them, when he walked in, I thought it was Chris wearing them.
No.
Because I'm like, Alex wouldn't wear something like that.
No, I got them in my sample box a couple months ago, and I challenged myself to wear them because it's definitely not my style, but got a lot of compliments today at work.
You're going outside the box.
No, they're dope. Yeah, no, they're really dope.
I'm going to call it, like, Navy, I think, is this season. Like, it's on point color right now.
Definitely olive green. Well, as far as Adidas, like you guys wouldn't believe the amount of olive green.
Yes,
me too. I was like, yes, what is life? But yeah, olive green is like all over my store right now. But I agree, navy green is about to make
navy blue.
Yeah, navy blue. What did I say? Navy green.
Navy green.
No,
green.
Sorry, guys.
That's
we're
okay. You make
that.
Your own colorways.
Yeah. That's right.
Chris, what'd you wear on feet today?
I had my murdered out Chuck 2s on.
Nice.
That was in the office. Yeah.
Shout out to Converse.
Yeah. Shout out to Converse.
But what are you wearing tonight?
So tonight I texted Klo before. Okay, wait, hold on.
So ever since I got back from vacay, I've been just rocking these Yeezys version 2s.
Okay.
Wearing them at work, wearing them out to the park, you name it.
To the club.
I am rocking them. And
we shot them in the forest two days ago.
I'm wearing them all over the place. They're at the front of my house. When you walk in, they're there with the kids' shoes and everything. Yeah. And I guess you were worried that I was going to wear them
today. I was like, Klo, what are you wearing to the podcast? But first, we had a big discussion about what time we had to be here for, like, the guests and everything. So we talked about that on the phone, and then we hung up, and then I had to call him back because I was like, what are you wearing? What are you wearing to the podcast? And he was, I'm assuming the guy's going to wear his Yeezys again, and I haven't busted mine out yet.
This is the first
time? This is my first time.
Whoa!
Yeah. Because you're wearing them all the time.
Yes.
And
my bad.
Although it's really cool to match, you know, if we can avoid it, let's avoid it. All right? So he goes, I'm wearing my Ultra Boost. I'm like, okay. And my reply was, thank you.
Yes. That was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
The sizing is good? Or you feel like you got to wear them a bit more for them to...
I think I got to stretch them out a bit more.
They will.
Yeah. The top of my foot's feeling a bit of pressure, but maybe I gotta loosen the laces a bit and just maybe I take a couple of dance classes from Alex because I saw his moves in the store.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Spinning on your head, maybe.
What were you wearing, Mike?
What was I wearing? Today I wore my Adidas triple red CX Flux.
Adidas Day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I love them. Love them.
Damn Adidas.
Yeah. Damn Adidas. Yeah, because they're so bad to us, right?
With much love.
Yeah,
much love to Adidas Canada.
Much love.
Did you guys pick anything up?
I did not pick up anything.
Did
Alex?
I pick up anything? No, but I'm about to pick up something this weekend. I'm really excited. I'm going to visit my friends at the New York store this weekend. So shout out to the whole Soho team because I know some of you are listening to the pod on a weekly. I'm going to New York for a couple of days to battle with my boy Emil. We have a 2-on-2 battle, like breaking battle.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is break talk.
Break dancing battle.
Break talk.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. I haven't traveled for b-boying in a while, so it's really cool to be back in the plane and visit places to go battles.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
In New York,
so,
too.
And I messaged my boys at the Soho store, and they're saving me a pair of those Eddie Wang Superstars. I don't know if you guys seen those, but they're so sick.
They are dope.
Yeah, they're really dope. Super simple, but the concept and like just the little video that went all over Hypebeast. I don't know if you guys seen it.
If you didn't,
please go check it out.
I did not see that.
The guy Eddie Wang, such a badass. Like I have a lot of respect for him. And the story behind the shoe is so cool. And yeah, really excited.
What you gonna battle in?
I'm actually considering, yeah. So it's just a 4-day trip, like 2.5-day trip with traveling and stuff. I'm considering.
Do it.
Fucking up my Yeezys V2.
Yeah.
Do it. I'm considering. Yeah. What a beast. I might do
it.
If
you do
and
that,
just,
you're a real man.
Yeah, I know. I might just like fuck them up.
Do it. You got them jeans, yeah, got all it. That dumb bits going.
Yeah, yeah. So yes. I might fuck them do up. It. If not, I just gotta bring 2 shoes because I'm on a light packaging tip, so
might just, dude, like, talk bring to Chloe. This guy packed like 3 pairs of shoes in like a carry on.
No, but I have to bring like B-boy fits, you know, like
gotcha.
Whatever, like you're leaving 4 days, well, it's like I'm leaving like 7 days because I have to bring like stuff to dancing stuff.
Roll it up, bro.
I know.
Yeah, whatever. Don't lose the space inside your shoes. Squeeze some stuff up in there.
Maybe you should bring Chloe with you.
Yeah.
Your hype man. There you go.
I'll lay out the fits on the
bed. He's going to bring some Jason Mark to like scrub my Yeezys after the battle.
That's funny. Yeah,
I might do that.
I'll fix up your knee pads.
And talking about the Eddie Wong shoes, a lot's going down in the world of sneakers today. What's going on?
So this week is definitely a big week for my store again. There's like this Yeezy 750 that has been like
ring ring ring.
The phone has been ringing all the time today and in the last couple of days. So we're starting to deal with the raffles and stuff. So yeah,
how do you guys deal with that? Like people calling the store constantly.
You kind of have to stay like,
you got to be professional. You have to answer the phone. But.
Yeah, you have to answer the phone. Adidas Montreal. Hey. And right away, most of the time, I cut people off because I know, like, just by the way, they're like, is this the Adidas store? Yes. Yes, the Yeezy raffle is Thursday. Like, I know right away most of the time. And I'm sorry, you guys, when you walk in, I know you are coming in to ask a Yeezy question. So a lot of times I can just, like, turn off dudes, like, really quick just because I know right away they're coming for that. So how do you guys feel about them?
Just stand at the front of the store then.
No. I don't want to scare them. How do you guys feel about the shoe?
From the beauty shots I've been seeing, that brown looks awesome. Yeah. It looks so clean.
I'm really feeling them.
And I'm loving
for
that.
Fall and everything.
The
and
exactly.
Colors and
it's a dope fall shoe. You could wear it with a nice pair of blue jeans, maybe. Yeah.
No, I have some whacked up stuff in my head in terms of what fits, what type of pants to wear with those.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really sick for the people out there.
I want to hear this.
Yeah, that have caught their pair of brown Yeezys.
I don't want to tell people how to wear. I'm gonna wear it like that.
Oh, okay. You want to be a trendsetter?
Yo,
I hope you
just look for me in the streets. Yeah. It's gonna be dope.
Yeah, I hope you score a pair. I want to see.
So
this.
You that has the pair of gray with the gum sole. Would you want a pair of brown with the gum sole as well?
Yeah, sure.
Is it a necessity or?
It's no. It's not a necessity.
Okay.
It's not a necessity as much as owning, let's say, a black pirate black versus a turtle dove. Like that could be more of a necessity because the colorways are so different. The gray and the brown, I think in terms of what you're going to wear and how you're going to wear them in the streets, you could do it with both shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can interchange them and you'll probably pull off the same type of fit.
Dope. Okay. I think if it happens, it happens. But if it doesn't happen, it's not going to be the type of shoe that I'm going to go back and hunt for.
Yeah.
And say, I need this to be part of the collection.
Okay. Awesome. I guess we'll see. Like the hype seems pretty real. Like
I think it's because it comes so quickly after the V2 launch. Like the V2, we're still feeling the after effects of it.
Yeah.
I find in the sneaker community. Because
whoever took an L on the V2
is still
now
feeling the burn.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh my gosh, I got a second opportunity. Yeah.
And they have time to save up for them too.
But this one is going to be much harder to get. I have a feeling. Yeah.
They're gorgeous. From what I've seen, they are gorgeous.
Let's see what happens.
What's going on with Jordan Brand? We got the Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday, which is not coming out on a Monday.
on a Cyber Monday.
Yeah, the Cyber 3s are coming out all black with the white midsole and white outsole. What do you guys think about that?
They're dope.
You like them?
I like them. They're clean. They're mature. Like I feel like I could wear them with whatever. They remind me of grand openings.
Okay.
All black upper, white bottom.
Okay. Chris, how do you feel?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's on point with styles these days.
Yes.
Like the tonal colors, yeah, and the all black and all white. They don't have the elephant print on it.
Yeah, they
it's
don't.
Smooth.
Clean.
It's kind of like the, what was it, the 5 Lab 3?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like any of those lab things.
Same. I don't like
so
them
So I
either.
Don't pay attention to them. So I... Whatever number you're going to tell me.
No, but just
remember,
I think it was all 3M. They made a Jordan 3 that's all 3M. It's silver, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like that. Doesn't have the elephant print. Right?
Minus the 3M.
Yeah, minus 3M. But I think that 3 would be a great shoe if you wanted to customize, you know, throw some nice laces on them, maybe some gold tips.
It's a gold bottom. Paint that bottom.
Yeah, you could do that too. Put some soul shields on them. You could rock it. I'd paint the back, the Jumpman on the back gold. I think that'd be a sick shoe.
People are definitely going to custom that pair.
I think so too. What else is going on?
Well, I know that the New Balance Fig. Mykonos Archipelago, that they call it.
Very good.
Yeah, it's from like the last release for Ronnie Fig.
Fig.
And it's... Okay, thanks.
A guy from Kiev.
It's like they called it the loyalty program, the friends and family, but it's like, it's not a friends and family, but anyone that's ever purchased anything from Kith NYC, they get an email and they get the chance to purchase that shoe first.
Nice. Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, yeah. So our good buddy Calby from Calgary, he's like the perfect guy to be rocking Ronnie stuff because he takes like the best shots of those shoes and
he makes me
want to get them.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, I really hope I get the email. And he got the email, I think it was on a Monday. And by Tuesday, the shoes were like at his home, which is incredible.
That's some service and right there.
Like just that speed of delivery makes me consider buying them.
You know what? They probably shipped it to him so quick because they knew he would kill that freaking shot.
Yeah, right? They know who he is. Yeah. If you want to check out some of his stuff on Instagram, shout out to Calby. It's at just Calby. Go check it out.
The quality on those are really sweet.
I like them. Like, I really like them. Yeah. Like, if I strike out on Yeezys, I'll probably go get them.
But there's still some hanging out there?
I don't know. Well, maybe we shouldn't have mentioned. Well, I'm hoping that there's still some sizes left by that time.
I don't think I could do it. For me, they look too much like the City Never Sleeps.
It does, but I love the City Never Sleeps so much. Like, that's my favorite shoe that I really want to... It's like as if I was doubling up, but not really.
Yeah.
So it's more allowable. Yeah.
Oh.
Also, on some Canadian side... I don't know if you guys... Well, you guys probably saw it all over Hypebeast. Did you guys see those, like, handcrafted Jack the Ripper Ultra Boost shoe?
Yeah. So, Jack the Ripper is a motherfucker.
Because you put me on.
He's a beast. Show.
Okay? He's a beast, right?
Yeah.
He's, like, my favorite customizer.
Yeah.
Right? And I think his skill is, like, off the charts.
He's on point.
Like,
and the guy that commissioned that pair... Right, those they're calling it like a Henderson type. No, this is these guys figured it out and these guys put it into play. It's Gabe, 43K Films. He's a good buddy of ours from the Bragg Affair and everything.
Shout out
in Calgary.
Gabe.
He became like a super Ultra Boost maniac, and way back early days of Bragg Affair, we ran a small contest to do like whatever, repost something, and then the winner would get a pair of my Adidas, like whatever my Adidas you customized, you would get that shoe. So he won that contest from us, and he tells us that that's his first Adidas since like for a long while. Like, he used to be like Nike or whatever, and that was his first Adidas in a long time, and that put him on track with the Ultra Boost, became the maniac, then got this crazy idea to do this with Jack the Ripper.
That's so sick.
It's
super cool. And the shots were just mental.
Yeah.
And they were all over my
feed.
All over my feed.
Yeah. I've seen
all over my feet, and then I went back to the original shot on Jack the Ripper's account. There's like over 5G likes on this. Like, it's
Oh, it's a hell of a quality. It's like insane.
Yeah, like, the wow.
That's leather on there, right?
Yeah.
It looks straight amazing.
Straight up leather. Yo. Like the cage is leather.
Yeah, yo, it's got like a... I love that tan.
Yeah,
no,
it's straight fire.
Too.
So shout out to you guys if you ever happen to listen to the show. That was
the
like,
crazy thing was Chloe's been hunting a pair of Vachetta tan shoes.
I'm still hunting.
Yeah,
Vachetta
so he's still hunting.
What model? What are you looking for? Like a Pinnacle Jordan 1 Vachetta tan? Or
yeah, I wish I could get a pair of Pinnacle Vachettas.
They're so nice.
Oh,
I love when they look all beat up too.
Yes, but they're not in my budget.
Oh yeah.
So I'm hunting a pair of Air Force Ones.
That's dope. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Man, I haven't worn a pair of Air Force Ones in a minute.
When I wear them, I'll just pretend like they're Jordan 1s.
Pinnacles.
Pinnacles.
It's the low Jordan.
Just hit up Jack the Ripper, man.
There
it's
go.
J. The Ripper the guys well. On his. Well, you guys know who this guy is.
Yeah, go to slide into his DM, see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and send him.
Do it.
If you do get the pair, you know what you do? You get the pair of Air Force Ones, and then you send them to him and say, here you go. Have some fun.
What about some Vachetta 95s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hmm. Talk to the man.
With the neon bubble.
Whoa. Talk to the man.
Oh, neon man. Bubble. You and your bubble. Anyways, I think that's a great place to wrap things up for this segment of the podcast. We're going to be back in just a minute after these messages. We got Chris. We got Chloe. We got Alex. Mike D. We have no messages. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 17 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside Christopher Chu. We got Chloe, we got Alex in the house, and we kind of wanted to talk a little bit. Alex?
So you guys are big internet shoppers, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, I got an issue.
Okay. So you guys probably also like shop in stores as well?
What's a store? Yes, of course.
I love to do my runs.
Your runs,
go
okay.
Go through all this.
Would you rather buy in a store or online?
Both. I need to get a feel of it first, and then if I feel confident enough or I know that it's a solid
buy online or a solid in-store experience.
I prefer the feeling in-store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because this whole thing came up to my mind a couple of days ago as I was like talking to friends of mine and family about my future and like where my career is maybe going to take me one day and about what I do right now. And I've witnessed some of the most beautiful, honest, genuine conversations from my staff to clients where I see my staff turning sales into like movie scenes where like they go from like a guy that wants like a superstar and that ends up buying a EQT support Boston Marathon, like Berlin Marathon, and he has like the whole story behind it, because like they heard me talking about the shoe or they heard me like sharing my passion and my interest about the shoe, and then it kind of got me wonder like, wow, it's crazy to think that Before you wear the shoe out, there's been a brainstorm, there's been a design, there's been another brainstorm, prototypes, tests. Like, then people took it again back into another brainstorm, what they can change, then they did samples, then production, then the shoe is discussed into marketing, where to put it into market, like how we're going to sell it. Are we going to put it on someone's feet to sell it? And then, boom, the shoe gets massively produced, massively distributed, sent into stores, received, open, stored, put it on the shelf, then market on social media. Then people walk in, they ask for the shoe, they take their size, they put them on, they try them on, they get the service, and then they leave the store and the shoe comes alive, you know?
Wow.
So, no, but like, this is the type of shit that I think sometimes when I wear a shoe.
No, it's dope.
And this is like why I don't stock shoes. And even if I buy a pair of shoes, I'm just going to pop the tag, put them on for one day, and then go on with the rotation. But what I've witnessed in my store is that the service is real when it's like, whenever it's possible, because it's not always possible, but when the service is real, the feeling that people have when they leave with a shoe feels like we're the final step before the shoe comes to life. And like, honestly, the conversations that I've heard and the scenes that have happened in front of my eyes at the store because of my staff has been unreal. So I don't know if you guys witness the same. Sometimes when you guys go shoe shopping, have you met some clerks in stores that were so passionate about something that sold you into a sneaker or sold you into something, or you guys were always like, you had your idea before walking in the store? Have you guys ever like got sold for a shoe, or were too much of like knowers that we know like what we're getting?
I think that's where it has soured a bit for me, where I'll walk into a store and it's not that I'm figuring out I'll know everything about whatever they're trying to sell me. It's that I have not gone through this type of experience yet. Like, someone hasn't talked me into buying something that I didn't consider before, or showed me something that I wasn't looking at before. And when you said, just the last line when you say, we're the last step before the shoe comes on live, yeah. I'm like, damn, I need that. Like, I want that.
Yo, I've been this, like, some shit is happening right now, and I've been, like, thinking about what I do and the reason why I do it. And, man, like, this... I take a shot of my shoe like every day on my Instagram story for a couple of days, and like I noticed that there is a feeling when I step my home door and I walk, the first step that I take outside, the feeling that I have the shoe, it feels like the shoe comes to life, you know. So, and it brings me back to conversations we had prior to in other episodes. What is the purpose of what we do? Like, why do you buy sneakers? Why do I have like so many fucking sneakers? It's because I love to bring to life what I represent as a human being, like with the fits, with the way I match my clothes, with the way like I rock my sneakers.
It's a way to express yourself.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And now I see it in my store sometimes, like most of the time when people leave with their shoe, like we are my store is the final step before the shoe comes to life.
So I understand that feeling that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for shoes, I don't get that feeling because I already have an idea of what I want to buy a couple of days or weeks
prior
to the release or et cetera. But for clothes, that happens to me a lot. I'll go in, and I don't shop for clothes as much as shoes, but I'll go in and someone will give me a hand and...
discuss fits and
exactly, and go back and putting in that time and that feeling and everything, and you feel good coming out of there.
For shoes, it's really specific.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the customer service, the people working at said store, the, like for you, Chloe, it's clothes, right? Someone who's gonna, you know, really help you out and be like, oh, that looks awesome. They're not just there to sell you something.
Well, usually it's my wife.
Oh, okay. Shout out to the wifey, right?
But she'll break out a couple of things and, you know.
Yeah, but...
she'll convince me.
Alex, in your case, it's like, I love how you like to educate people. And do you find that people are smarter and educated more before they walk out the door with that new pair of shoes?
I'm glad to say so, yeah. That's awesome. I feel like, there's... Like I have to shout out one of my boys, Steve. He was asked... He served this couple... the guy was a bartender, and he needed a pair of comfortable black shoe.
Okay.
He went, like, saw those, like, all black ZX Flux, and then he showed, like, Steve has joined the team, like, recently. So, like, he just got onto Adidas, and, like, he's been freaking out about everything, and I love his enthusiasm. And he was like, oh, well, you actually need to see this pair of all black AQT support. And... the guy tried them on, and then he's like, I'm actually really lucky because my boss gave me a pair of those Berlin Marathon Execution that has like a crazy suede and dope gum sole and blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, oh, show me. And from the original idea to buy an all black pair of shoe, the guy, because of Steve's enthusiasm regarding the shoe, he just like fucked off the black pair, and he left with a pair of Berlin AQTs.
Damn.
Yeah. And I was just like, shit.
I respect that.
I remember, like, I was from far. I was behind the cash, and Steve was like, all the way back to the store, like of the back of the store, and I was hearing him talking about this shoe, and like the guy was just looking at Steve like, shit, like I need to buy this.
Yeah,
Steve was not trying to sell. He was just like,
the passion was there, right? It overtook him.
Yo, man, like this shoe is dope for this and this and this, and this is how I feel when I rock it.
Mm-hmm.
My boss Alex over there is a big AQT freak. He has blah 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 blah, and then, boom.
Wow.
The black pair disappeared, and the guy comes to the cash. He comes in with the AQT box. I open it, and it's the Berlin.
Wow.
I was like, what the fuck?
What just happened?
Yeah, so like I'm hoping this is something like you guys, you listeners, like maybe share. I hope you guys get some nice customer service when you come to my store, when you go to other stores as well. But think about the reason why you love shoes, and it's just food for thought, because like it's something that I've been thinking about a lot, something that I just kind of wanted to share like out loud with you guys. But yeah, fucking bringing shoes to life, man. Don't stock your shoes, rock your shoes. Like, and I swear if I can, I'm gonna bring my fucking V2s to the States and battle the shit out of New York.
Do it.
I might just don't want to get a shit.
You know what you do?
Make them alive.
Get someone to take a slow-mo video of you like spinning. Yo,
yeah,
that would be dope.
And the stripes just like whoosh.
Bro, that was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Thanks, Alex. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. If you want to see all of Alex's shenanigans while he's in New York, where can people see that?
At Tsuji Cypher Sons. I'll be roaming like home. Shout out to Rogers.
You're going to love your bill. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, so if you've listened to this sneaker podcast before, you know that Chris likes to bring us games. He's got a new game for us. Chris, what do you got for us?
It's kind of a game, kind of not a game, but you guys let me know how you feel about it. We just had Jaffe on the pod in the first segment, and he was talking about what he wore to every show that he's hosted, and it got me thinking back a year ago, before the show in Montreal, the first one, I wrote a little article on the Brag Affair about what to wear to a sneaker event.
Okay.
Oh, I'll need to get on that.
Cool.
So I divided it up in several categories. Like, what were you going for? What was your purpose in wearing one particular shoe to this sneaker event? So the sneaker event, I guess we can agree, it's like in the upper echelons of events where you need to pick out your outfit, because everyone there has a plan. Right, everyone wore specific shoes for specific reasons. So I had different categories. I'll let you guys know what the categories are. And then I'd like for you to tell me what shoe of yours fits into that category for this particular event.
Okay.
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 I like this.
Right. Okay.
Let's get it to this.
So the first category would be baller. You want to ball out. You want to go for flash. Okay, be noticed. I think in my article I said you kill everyone, count the bodies later, right? So that's your first category, ball out, baller. Second category, it's called the San Diego, stay classy, okay?
Nice.
You go with a standard, like a staple, a shoe that's recognized as being one of the GOATs. And you wear that, and you're going to get, you know, you're going to get recognition. You might see another dude wearing the same pair of shoes, but it doesn't matter. That shoe's dope, right? It's high up there. Yeah, you get the head nod. There you go. Last category. Well, there was a fourth category, but it doesn't really go well with this type of thinking process.
Okay,
but we could this stick third to category, individuality. You go for the pair of sneakers that you are guaranteed to not see on the feet of another man. So,
okay,
these are the three categories: baller, classy, and individual, right?
Okay.
So, who wants to start us off?
I think Chloe should start.
Baller. A baller shoe. There's a lot of problems with a baller shoe, though. Everyone's going to break out.
Everyone wants to try to break next.
So these are the three different venues that you can take. Okay.
So if I had to pick a shoe from the baller category, I definitely won't. It won't be a shoe out of the individuality category, the third category.
Exactly. No, it's different.
And it has to be in your collection?
Yeah, yeah. You have to own these shoes.
Okay, you have to own them. Cool.
Baller. It's probably going to be my tans.
Your Oxford tans?
My Oxford tans.
Ball out. Okay.
I might change it after someone else answers this question.
Just go around the table.
So many shoes. We can come back to
Alex. How are you going to ball out, bruh?
Do I even have a baller shoe?
That's what I'm thinking right now.
You got Yeezys? Those are baller.
No, but I feel like everyone else...
Not after this weekend.
That's the thing. That's, your point is to ball out. This is your... You
okay,
know.
Well, either my Yeezys or my grail, my ZX8000 Aqua.
ZX8000.
But I don't think no one's going to see us at a baller shoe, so that's a Yeezys.
That might be category number three.
Okay, so let's say Yeezy then.
Yeezys.
I hate to say this.
See, I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, I know. It's killing me.
I'm having a hard time with the baller category. Oh, man. Oh, man. I need better shoes.
Maybe we could call it the hype category.
Hype category?
There. It maybe makes it easier for everyone.
I don't really have a lot of... I don't have any hype shoes, I don't think.
I changed my shoe.
Of course you did.
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
What? It's going to be my AJ1 Gym Reds.
AJ1 Gym Reds.
Yes.
Nice. I like that. I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
It's category number one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can
I pass?
Shoes, oh, you're changing it.
Can I pass?
You can come back to it. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah, let's come back. Let's come back. Chris. Yeah.
Oh, how would I ball out?
See, you can
I would
you
ball
can
out
ball.
With my... I could do... How about some Jordan 13s Ray Allens?
Snap. Okay. Those are nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Alex is like, I don't give a shit.
I've never seen you wear a Jordan 13.
No, I want to see a picture now. It's okay.
Let's show you. We'll show you.
We'll show you. Yeah. After podcast.
Okay.
Off
mic. Classy category. This is, I think classy is like my favorite category. Because, you know, sneaker shows, you're going to see lots of shoes.
Yeah.
So,
there's going to be lots of classy people too, though. It's like, they're going to wear their
possibly.
Space Jams. They're going to wear their Bred 1s.
I think the Bred 1s is going to be big.
You're going to see
what's your classy
pick? Me?
Yeah.
It would be my 95s, my Neon 95s.
Neon 95s.
Okay.
Classy, yeah.
Okay. So then my ZX8000 comes into play.
Okay.
Because it's like a classic silhouette shoe.
It's like a standard. People will see that's...
In the Adidas game, yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
But maybe not at...
Okay.
Yeah.
Montreal.
I like that.
That's going to be your number three. Your category number three.
Okay, don't worry about it.
He's got 300 pairs of shoes.
You can't use the same shoe for all three categories.
No, his first
one
was my Yeezy because you convinced me.
Okay.
Category two is going to go Air Jordan 6 Carmine for me.
For classy. Okay.
For classy.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It's classy.
Yeah.
Chris?
I would wear Bred 1s.
Yeah.
Air Jordan 1s Bred colorway.
2013?
I'll tell you. Can I tell you guys why?
Yeah.
So, my good friend Oscar, we all know Oscar from Modern Notoriety.
Shout out to Oscar.
Shout out to Oscar. This man, he has a pair of Band 1s that he wears, like the first version Band 1s.
Like X on the heel Band 1s.
Yeah, X on the heel Band 1s. He wears those, like, I feel like he wears it as his uniform whenever he goes to, like, any type of sneaker event, sneaker related.
Well, I remember he told me he played soccer in those things.
Yeah, he went to like, I think it was a Nike event, and he didn't know that soccer play was involved, and he had to get on the field, and he didn't bring any other shoes, so he played in his Band 1s.
Nice. Wow, that's sick.
But like, this guy rocks them to the point where they look amazing, right?
Wow.
And that's, I feel like that's his uniform, and... Oscar, in terms of like social media and like where we're going with all this media game that we're doing, like the podcast and the blog and everything, he's kind of like, I want to see like a mentor. I kind of adopted the same type of thing where I'll wear my Bred 1s to any events and stuff like that.
That's
or like
dope.
If
that's
I,
really dope.
Yeah, it's if true. I don't have an ideal of what to do, I'll Respect. Just stick to that. Yeah,
that's a really good go-to.
That's dope.
I agree. Category three, Chloe.
Individuality. Go.
What makes you special?
It would probably be my Mita Air Max 95s.
So sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's the Mita then. Perfect. I'll break out some Mita sneakers ZX8000.
Yes.
A QT tribute colorway.
Mita Brothers.
Yes. Okay. Good, good, good.
So no one's going to have these at the show.
Oh, it's possible. It's possible.
No. Closed pair shoe. I've never seen anyone have them. I've not even seen a pair on Instagram, if I can say that.
Damn.
Maybe I'm not looking in the right places, but I haven't seen another picture.
Wow.
And Alex's shoe, yeah. I don't think anyone's wearing that at the show. Yeah.
Individuality, I'm going with a high British Knight. No one's going to wear that. Right?
British Knight BK?
Am I right?
You just killed everybody on the
BK.
No one's going to wear that. Yo, those things are like moon boots. Anyway.
I didn't think this one through. I don't really have a pair, I think. But last year, I wore my Air Monarchs.
Ooh.
Chloe, you know what I'm talking
about.
Yes,
I know what you're talking about. That was the Portland pickup, I think.
Yeah, I picked those up in Portland at the employee store. Air Monarchs, people. Team Monarch, go for it.
Yeah. Wow.
Those were, I don't know what I'll do this year, but
yeah, last year I went for difference. I wore a pair of New Balance J. Crews. I think they were 99.
So nice.
Eights.
So nice.
It sounds ghetto. Love it.
Urban Jungle.
It's really good.
Okay. Really okay. Sick. If you could pick any shoe out there to wear, what would it be? Anything.
We're talking about the event coming up?
Yeah. Well, any sneaker event in general.
I did not plan my fit yet. I don't know what the weather's going
to
be like.
I see where you're going, and I like that. I like that you need to plan out the outfit too before you. Yeah.
It's definitely something to take into consideration.
I might do it like Jaffe and just bring two pairs this time.
Oh, definitely at least three pairs in my possession. Like a couple of pairs in the trunk,
yeah.
A pair on my feet.
I'm actually so excited about this.
Are you?
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
You know what I'm more excited about this?
Hanging out with you guys.
And doing episode 20 of the Sneaker Podcast live from Soul Exchange Canada, Plaza Centreville.
That's really
October 29th. It's going to be legit. It's going to be cool to be in the building with so many sneakerheads and, you know, just talking about sneakers. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it.
Maybe some of us will get recognized. Right, Alex?
Yeah, Alex.
Right, Alex.
Guys, some people have been, like, killing it with the recognition. I would say the cuteness, because I think it's, like, it's beyond cute. It's beyond cute. Like, I've bumped into this guy on my way back from the store in the train in Montreal. This guy looks at me and he goes, "Are you Alex from the Sneaker Podcast?" And like, boom, we got it.
Damn right I am.
And I was like, "Yep, that's me, man. How's it going?" And like, we spoke for like 5 minutes. The guy is a big loyal listener of ours, and
I'm jealous.
Shout out to Thierry, man. We had a really good conversation, and he was like asking questions. He was really and you feel like the guy is really listening. And kind of have to give a shout out to Brendan that works at the Hudson store, the Reebok Hudson store. I know he's listening to us as well. He's catching up on the last couple episodes, and he actually used us as part of one of his school project. I think that's like the coolest thing. Like, he was talking about sneaker influences, I think, or something like that. It was really cool. So yeah, that's kind of
awesome.
Really cool. It's cool. Like, I feel like, and I don't know about you guys, but I've been getting like, I've seen so much things pop out on my phone. Like, hey, like, love for the pod, like, keep going, like, keep doing what you do.
Yeah, comments
love
on the Instagram.
Yeah, like, on our Instagram. Like, we've been getting so much love. It's really, really cool, and we really appreciate it. I assume you guys feel the same.
I definitely feel the same. I had the same thing happen to me in the Lids not long ago. I think I talked about that on the pod a few episodes back. But shout out to everyone who's listening to the podcast. I want to give a big shout out to people who are listening in Australia. Australia is really big for us. Thank you to everyone who's listening. And if you're listening in Australia or anywhere else, make sure you send us a tweet or something at the Sneaker Pod, or you can get us on Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast. Also, Brazil. We have people listening in Brazil. How awesome is that?
Should we record in Spanish?
We can't, but see? Okay. I can't, but okay.
And Brazil's Portuguese, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Okay, sorry.
And I also want to give a big shout out to everyone listening in the U.S. The U.S. has been really big for us. California, Texas, New York, and also Illinois. thank you to everyone.
It's actually so sick to see the demographics. You guys don't even get it, how crazy it is.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
The southern United States has been really good to us. I'm talking about Louisiana. I'm talking about Florida's really good for us. And where else? Michigan. You know, all those states. Ohio. Shout out to everyone listening in the U.S. If you're listening, make sure you hit us up because we'd love to hear from you. And I give a big shout out to Jaffe from Soul Exchange Canada for being on the podcast. This has been episode 17 of the Sneaker Podcast. Don't forget, we will be at Soul Exchange Canada October 29th at Plaza Centreville here in Montreal. And if you're listening to this and you want to make the trip, do it. Come say hi to us. I think it'd be really cool to have the listeners come say what's up at Soul Exchange Canada. But before we go, Chris, where can people find you on the Instagrams?
How about this week at Christopher.Chiu, C-H-I-U.
And also, Chloe, welcome back. It's so glad. Yes. I'm so excited to have you back. Thank you so much. Where can people find you?
Happy to be back.
Where can people find you on the Instagram?
At Clarel, C-L-A-R-E-L.
And of course, you can find our B-boy himself at
Suji Cypher Sons.
Yeah, go check him out and get what's going on in New York. You're going to be posting some stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, go check it out. If you're listening to this podcast right now, go check it out and check out our stories on the Sneaker Podcast. Maybe you could broadcast from there too.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That'll be super cool. You can follow myself at On Air with Mike D. Thank you so much for listening to the Sneaker Podcast. This has been episode 17. We will catch you back here next week. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced. Peace.
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 Keep it fresh.